Welcome to Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
And I'm Sam Azani.
And this is episode number 54, and today we are discussing the conspiracy that the TV show The Simpsons are actually predicting the future because the creator, Matt G, is possibly in the Illuminati or something. So, all right?
Good.
And we have a special guest this week, Shane.
We do have a special guest, my friend. Jeff Zanisek is here. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, dudes?
All right. This is great. Jeff, he's a comedian. He's in town, or was in town, depending on when you listen to this. He might be dead by the time you listen to this. Who knows?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You're starting dark,
what
folks.
The fuck is happening? What kind of podcast is this?
It's a great podcast. You'll make it through it. You'll at least make it through it. He's in town for shows, and he's got a great podcast called The Grounded Podcast from L.A., originally from Florida. So, of course, he knows about conspiracies.
Hell yeah.
That's why he's
That's
out.
Right.
Yeah, and he's a great house guest. He's a great That's house awesome. Guest.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks
Thank
for you. Being on. Yeah, do you know welcome. A lot about The Simpsons as our expert witness?
I used to watch it, and I know that Apu has been a problem.
Oh, yes. Yeah, of course.
He's gone now, I guess.
He's gone?
Yeah, Harry Shearer, is that
Harry
right?
Shearer.
No,
yeah.
Harry Kondabolu.
No.
Hank Azaria.
Hank Azaria
does his voice? Who's Harry Shearer?
Harry Shearer does like every other voice.
Oh, he does every other voice. Yeah. Okay, so Hank Azaria won't do the voice anymore.
No. And then Kondabolu is the guy that got mad about it.
Called him out.
Made a whole career out of it.
I had a dream.
Got a tour out of that.
I had a dream the other night that me and him got into a fight. Because I did Indian voice.
Kondabolu?
Yes.
Really?
And it was the weirdest dream. I have no idea why I had that dream.
You
had
know what's funny?
Is like, sure that
I
was
just
a dream?
Call that guy Apu now.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, no.
Like, if I see Harry Kondabolu, I'll be like, oh, you're the Apu guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is what it was. That's why I made the documentary
he brought it
in
on
the
himself.
First place.
Right.
Yeah.
Damn. It's like, hey, everybody called me Apu. And it's like, I didn't know you existed. Now you're the Apu guy.
Yeah, that's fucking shitty.
That's your fault.
And that's a longer name.
That's
Apu
on you,
guy.
Dude.
I meant a poo guy as in the documentary, not a poo guy as in a skin thing, man. I don't want any problems.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying.
That's hilarious.
Not being racist.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, Apu is a sweet-ass character, dude. I was bummed out about it.
Yeah, there's multiple think pieces about why he was a good character. I don't know if any of them were written by Indians.
Yeah, but like...
That's the weird thing about The Simpsons. They stereotyped in all directions, though.
Yeah, no one was mad about the Bumblebee guy.
Right.
Right, yeah,
the Bumblebee
exactly.
guy was like...
He was super racist. Yeah.
And I've never been in like a convenience store where somebody sounded like that guy before, you know? That doesn't happen
not once.
Most of the time.
Well,
the reason we're talking about The Simpsons is because The Simpsons have been back in the news because of their uncanny ability to predict what seemed like real events. And most recently, it was they predicted, as you guys know, President Trump's presidency, right? Mm-hmm. And that was in 2000. They had an episode. And the weird thing about it was, well, they not only had President Trump, but they had him descending this escalator. And then there was like this clip of President Trump, like descending the same kind of escalator.
Oh,
like
weird.
It was really kind of
weird. That was when he announced. He came down
he just came down
the escalator at Trump Tower just very slowly and then just announced that he's going to be president. They had that on The Simpsons? That was on The Simpsons?
Yeah, they had him descending the escalator and saying that he was going to be president, and that was like 16 years before it happened.
Didn't they do that on like Back to the Future or something like that too? Was there other things that predicted Trump?
Yes. President? And Back to the Future will come up later because it might be part of the same issue going on.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Okay.
You're
natural.
Trump in the Simpsons universe was the next president was Lisa Simpson, but she went by the name Liz, and it was very much a Liz Warren like character.
So, Lisa does suck. She is the most boring character on the show.
Hell yeah!
She plays
That's funny. You put her. You make her worse than Maggie, who has never spoken a word.
Yeah, but she doesn't like tell everybody what to do. Like an asshole.
Yeah, Maggie gets into fun hijinks, you know. But
yeah, exactly.
She's nuts with that pacifier.
Also, right. Seems lied like about college to get in, probably, yeah, right? Probably. She went to college when she was like 8.
That's true.
She is.
Yeah, is there an episode where Lisa Simpson claims that she's Native American and then pans out she is not at all?
There probably is. I've learned that the Simpsons are very much like Nostradamus. When you go look and you'll find it. But this has been covered by many reputable news organizations like Time Magazine, Newsweek.
Also,
and here are some
Lisa
of the...
win in that in that episode? Because they might have missed the...
No.
Okay.
No, she loses.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. So,
she wins. She wins. Oh. She wins. Okay. She wins.
Oh. Wait, she wins what?
Presidency.
Lisa wins the presidency.
Yeah, but that could be predicting future events. Maybe this isn't Warren's time. Maybe that's
next round. I don't know.
Or there might be a brokered convention.
But she's not even... she's not running.
She's out. Yeah,
she quit.
She can still be. They can nominate whoever they want.
Yeah,
you don't have to do that.
Even if you bailed out somebody, they're like, no, we want you.
They're talking about Michelle Obama. Dude, they're saying they're going to put Michelle Obama.
Hillary is going to repel from the Raptors like Sting, and then they're going to pick her.
That's going to be amazing.
Yeah, and then everyone else is going to die.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're going to
everybody's going to commit suicide. Weirdly, yeah.
Jeffrey Epstein is going to be lowered from the Raptors too. Yeah, like an effigy.
That's hilarious. Well, here are some things that the Simpsons have predicted over the years. Multiple Super Bowl winners.
Okay.
Smartwatches. Autocorrect. They had an episode 15 years ago where autocorrect was a thing. The FIFA corruption scandal, video chats, sending a normal person into space, faulty voting machines, the Albuquerque isotopes.
Excuse
the
me?
Ebola outbreak.
Wait, hold on.
People say the corona.
The isotopes.
Couldn't they just been named after the team?
Like the Mighty Ducks?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Did the Mighty Ducks come before the movie?
The Mighty Ducks movie predicted the rise of a team called the Mighty Ducks.
No, I think they made the team based on the movie.
So that's one of the theories. There's a lot of theories about this. Like all the things I just mentioned, some people say that's just good writing. That's just the zeitgeist, the Simpsons.
Yeah, predicting the future is good writing.
Yeah. They are the best writing, actually.
So they just have their finger on the pulse, and they're just like science fiction writers oftentimes kind of see where the future's going. The Simpsons saw that at some point a guy like Donald Trump could be president, and they wrote it in the script. But there are some things where people are like, they're shaping the future. And the best example is Lady Gaga at the halftime show. Because there's an episode where the Simpsons have a halftime performer who looks ridiculously like Lady Gaga. She has a silver leotard on and knee-high boots, and she flies over the crowd, and she plays piano, and she does a dance. And then Lady Gaga, like 10 years later, did the Super Bowl halftime, and she does the exact same routine. She's got knee-high boots on, and she plays the piano, and she flies over the crowd. And they're like, she either like intentionally did that, or one of her writers. They're not predicting
being
the future.
Really lazy. He was like, I've got the perfect choreography for you right here.
Yeah, I was watching cartoons. Idea about your outfit.
I was stoned late at night watching cartoons.
And the Jetsons were on. So yeah.
I was watching Fox Animation Domination this past Sunday.
So that's what they say. Like people are saying, like, that's things where like people are just taking what the Simpsons do and making it real. And then there are some things that are just like way too coincidental to be like. Here's a couple examples. They predicted that Siegfried and Roy would be attacked by their own tiger.
That's easy.
How could you predict that?
Yeah, that's easy.
It's like, you have a pet tiger, it's like,
Who would have thought?
That's like being like, if you have a pool in your backyard, you're going to get wet.
Yeah, exactly. At some point.
Okay.
That's the least convincing one you've given us so far of all of them.
All right. How about Walt Disney Corporation buying 20th Century Fox? How about that? That's a pretty specific purchase. No,
it's true.
They predicted.
I mean, they're pretty inside though, because they're with Fox, right?
Yeah, but it was like a decade before.
Disney dudes like walking around your
Yeah.
Like, hey, what's with these Disney dudes walking around in our office?
Oh, they're just kicking the tires.
Recording all our voiceovers.
Yeah. You guys sound like the naysayers out there. Okay.
I saw Mickey at our
what's he doing?
Meeting the other day. Yeah, what's he doing here? He looks mad.
Goofy was here in a business suit. I don't know what the hell's going on.
He had a couple of lawyers with him. Yeah. And Goofy. I don't know why he was here.
Goofy's normal voice. He's really smart.
You owe us your company.
It's a character.
Yeah. Well, how about this one? This one is one. The U.S. winning the gold in curling in 2018, which we won our first gold medal in curling in 2018. And just so you know, we had never medaled in curling. Like curling is not a sport we're good at.
Were we on an upward trajectory?
Nah, I mean,
like it wasn't like a Jamaican.
Less women are sweeping than ever before. So,
yeah. Oh my god!
I mean, it was in men's curling, I should add. But no, I mean,
well, there you go. Jeez, Jeff. That's what happened. We did it.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, women stopped cleaning. Dudes started doing it. And, oh my god! We're stronger than women, so we sweep harder. We did it.
Yeah.
We're the best, baby.
That's great that we came up with that sport.
I'm canceled.
We came up with a sport that had sweeping built in. We're like, can you guys get we got the perfect sport for you guys. Just you're going to sweep the shit out of the way so this thing can keep going forward. You're like, I don't know if I want to do this sport. You're like, well, this is your sport, guys. This is it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what you got.
So here's the one, though, that throws everybody off. Now, all these, again, I'm with you guys. Some of these are just like, yeah, that's just good writing, or that's like, yeah, anybody could have seen that coming. Here's the one where everybody's like, all right, what the hell's going on, right? In 1998, Homer Simpson, you know, every once in a while, Homer, who's an idiot, will just, like, get smart all of a sudden in an episode. So in 1998, he had one of those episodes, and he goes up to a chalkboard, and he's like, and he writes out a formula on the chalkboard.
It's pretty good.
That was a good, right?
Yeah.
And 14 years later, the most brilliant mathematicians in the world finally solved the math formula for the what's called the Higgs-Boson particle, or also known as the God particle, which I don't know if you guys know, Peter Higgs.
Yeah.
He had his theory about this particle. He was sure
We've
it existed, but he couldn't.
What's that mean?
What do you mean? Like, what's the God particle?
Yeah.
He saw evidence that the neutrons, electrons, and protons were reacting to some other particle, but we didn't know of its existence.
Yeah,
but
he couldn't observe it.
He couldn't observe it, but he knew that it existed because he could see the effects of it. And so after like 60 years of math, they were able to show via this math formula in 2013 that it did exist, and they were able to prove its existence through this formula.
But what I don't understand, what is this God particle thing? What is that?
Well, it's the Higgs boson is a particle that exists that exerts force on all living things. It's like the
Jedi thing.
Yeah,
it's
midichlorians. Yeah, it's
is that
like,
really what it is?
No, seriously, it's like they call it the God particle because it's like it affects all existence, and they think it's the energy field that holds the entire cosmos in order.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they're trying to do at the Hadron Collider?
Hadron Collider, is trying to like capture the God particle. Keep that in mind as we
So
descend.
It's like a Pokemon? You got to catch them all?
But there's only one.
It's like,
it's just the one. Okay.
It's an easy
game.
Go to the poles.
Yeah. Here's the crazy thing. So they saw this in 2013, and people are like, oh, I've seen that formula before. And they're like, where? And they're like, Homer Simpson wrote that on a chalkboard in 1998.
What the
and
fuck?
And people were like, what?
You sure?
They go back and watch it, and scientists are like, that's the actual formula.
Well, who came up with it?
Well, Homer Simpson wrote the formula.
Yeah, but he's a character. he's not a real dude.
Well, whoever the writer,
who's the writer?
Whoever the
real.
Writers
Did you
are,
see that Halloween episode where he gets into real life and he becomes real life Homer?
That's a real person.
Well, the 3D one where he's like,
he's like walking around, like freaking out.
This is weird. There's a picture of him with a very strange math equation on what the fuck. All right,
can you show me a picture of that math equation?
Let me see.
Hold on, I gotta not in.
Yeah, I mean, I do math all the time, so I'll probably be able to figure it out. Yeah,
let me see if I can. We don't have
a monitor.
Are you
so
pulling it
away.
Up? Okay, I was going to say.
Oh, yeah.
I guess, like,
so I mean, you can't see it, though.
No, I mean, I'm looking at it myself.
Yeah, that's it. So, like,
Homer's
formula? Oh, God.
Whoa. Wait, so,
God.
Like, who? So the animators just.
Just the animators. Okay, so if you believe the Occam's Razor.
Occam's Razor.
Occam's Razor is this principle that the simplest solution is usually the right solution.
Oh, okay, that's so cool. I like that.
So like this thing says that the people that write The Simpsons solved the most complex mathematical formula 14 years before the greatest minds in science could solve it.
A bunch of dorks.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and they're
not even making a animated show sometimes.
Yeah,
know? They're just doing math. Like
they're just
dorks.
Doing math.
Yeah, yeah, that could.
And people said, "Well, there's a lot of guys."
That could have just been
the
animator, though. Like that could have just like that might. That's probably just in the script.
There's no way you can accidentally solve.
What I'm saying is,
formula.
It's the writers could have just been like the script could just say Homer Simpson writes a math equation on the board, and it could have been one of the animators happened to
well,
figure it
right.
out.
That's what people say is that
somebody
animators
involved.
Are just guys with a math.
Wait a minute.
If I was an animator and they're like, hey, draw a thing, I wouldn't be like, let me solve this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me make sure it's right.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no answer. Ugh, now I got to figure it out.
Yeah, this sucks.
Yeah.
So he just Goodwill hunting himself?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, he Goodwill hunted himself in 1998.
Damn.
And
how about
now, that's
apples?
The one that people are like, okay.
Is there an animator that's like, yeah, it was me? Because I would do that.
I would too.
If I drew it, I'd be like,
yeah, I'm
this animator is worth more money than
it says it about. Yeah. It says that a bunch of the writers,
a bunch of them are
mathematicians, and that they were like the quote from the guy that worked on the episode. The equation is a playful combination of various fundamental parameters, namely the Planck constant, the gravitational constant, and the speed of light. How do they also write comedy? This seems like.
Well, I mean, have you seen the show recently?
Yeah. And they all went to Harvard. So, yeah, it's like.
They're solving math equations, but.
The jokes.
The jokes have a formula also.
Well, this is what has led people to suggest that maybe there's more going on with The Simpsons than meets the eye. Mm-hmm. And several theories have emerged. All right. Okay. Theory number one, which I love, is that the Simpsons television show that we all know and love is actually written and created by aliens.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Are they yellow?
What?
Oh, I thought they were the two
ones. So they look like them
from
the show. Yeah. So like clue number one is
they're
like.
Pointy hair.
Yeah.
No, not pointy hair, but pointy skulls,
oh,
which
shit.
Is the
Coneheads?
Yeah, because here's the thing.
But
is that
Homer has a circle head.
But he's also an idiot.
He's an idiot. Right.
He's like a dumb
so
American.
So
human like us.
Yeah. The people that subscribe to this theory.
Fuck.
So oblong heads are actually a feature that many people have pointed to in ancient cultures as being evidence of alien influence.
Right.
Because what
more
they
brain.
Think is that like. Yeah, yeah. Well, what they think is that aliens came in and kind of cultivated the earth. And primitive societies saw their giant heads like you see.
Yeah.
And so they what they did is they did this practice of called head binding.
Yeah, they'd strap boards to
They basically made
hell
their
yeah,
skull.
Dude.
When they were babies, they made their skulls like these giant skull cone
it's
heads.
It's like what they did
wait,
to
so
the little geishas.
You like tie a weight around your dick to make it longer?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you
do?
A weight.
Yeah, you don't do that?
You've never done that?
Wait. Wait, go back.
No
Sam needs
that.
To hear this. What is this?
Yeah, Sam needs to.
Excuse me. But also, go on.
I forget what it's called, but there's like a
is
thing where
jelking?
You like, if you tie it. Jelking, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know what.
Yeah. Sam's jelking right now.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. Jelking?
Yeah.
I think it's
yeah,
called jelking. I don't know.
10 pounds, because if you do heavier, you think that'd be good, but it's not
you
good.
You can rip your dick right off.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, ancient cultures did this process of head binding, make their skulls really, and people think, well, that's because they were trying to look like their gods, which were these
right.
aliens who had these big skulls.
Yeah.
Now, if you
also
go back...
Also causing severe brain damage
there, like,
in the process.
Yeah. Aren't there, like, hieroglyphics of, like, from ancient Egypt of, like, people with, like,
lots
long
of,
heads?
Yeah, lots of pictures, and all over, as a matter of fact, Australia. All primitive cultures have these depictions of aliens that seem to have these large heads.
Yeah.
There are an abnormal number of episodes in The Simpsons where people get abducted by aliens.
Right.
And, there's at one point, I don't know if you guys remember this, I don't know how much you watch The Simpsons, but there's one where, like, Homer, like, unmasks these political leaders
And they're lizards.
And they're like aliens.
Oh,
and
shit.
And the whole idea is that like all of our political structure, the power structure, is actually these aliens who've come to cultivate the earth and take
Makes
over.
Sense.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is just what we've seen over and over again in this pod, is like soft disclosure, like kind of desensitize people to these ideas, put them out there, and then when it really comes to be, like we won't be so alarmed. And
yeah.
And then also people that believe this are like, also, what is Matt G's other show? Futurama.
Oh, great show.
Which is like in the same universe, and he's just like, it's just more of him sort of letting you know like what the future is gonna be like, where there's this like alien life.
Fucking Bender.
And, yeah, Bender, right.
I love Bender.
Okay. That's theory
I like
number
the crab
one.
Crab guy.
Oh yeah, he's fun.
Yeah, Zoidberg.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about it. Yeah. Okay.
That's just great.
Theory number two is that Matt,
Groening?
Can't keep calling that groaning.
I thought it was graining. Wait, did I say groaning? No, it's graining.
I thought it was graining too.
Graining.
Right.
Let's give him a call.
Matt Groening is a time traveler.
Okay.
That he is somehow the creator of The Simpsons is involved in time travel, and he's going to the future, and he's grabbing information and bring it back, and he's writing it into the show.
It's graining. We got it. We were right.
Graining. Okay. We were right. Okay. And then the other theory is that he's Illuminati.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which he ain't got shit on the Maltese guys if he is Illuminati, right?
No, right. The
Maltese guys?
But
yeah.
What's that?
It's like do we say they're above the Illuminati?
Oh, the Malta
they're
people.
The Illuminati. The
Malta.
The
Knights
of
Malta.
Knights of Malta. Yeah.
What
they're like
that?
A secret society that started in Malta but now is in Italy, and they are deeply connected with the Catholic Church, but they are basically in control of everything.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to be stuck in Italy because they are quarantined,
that's
baby.
Right.
Yeah, that's
whoops.
Right.
Yep. Sorry.
Doors are shut.
Well.
Yeah, stay in that boot.
Yeah.
stay in the boot. The last theory, which is the one we're going to talk about today, I can't tell if Sam's camera's frozen or if he's just frozen. I think it's his camera.
That's hilarious.
It's like, dang.
Oh, no.
I want to get a picture.
We start talking about Malta. And
we're still recording on our end, so he can just sync up when he gets back.
Okay. Well,
wait, I guess.
Yeah, we got three. That's a quorum.
That's so funny.
So,
wait, there he is.
Hey! I'm back.
Hey, baby. Right. CIA shut you
put
down.
Put a pin in that.
Put a pin there. I just dropped a pin on the thing.
Well, here's what another.
What were
group
you guys talking
think.
About for the last minute?
Malta, eight okay. Knights of Malta.
So okay, so there's the like secret societies. You got the Illuminati, then you got Malta, mm-hmm. and then where do the stonecutters fit into this?
The Freemasons
isn't the stonecutters the Simpsons one?
Yeah,
yeah, but it's basically
they have an episode, a really good episode on the Freemasons.
Yeah,
too,
yeah.
By the way,
yeah, that was sick, dude.
Yeah.
Classic.
But there's another theory on this, which I think is what we're going to dive into today.
Oh.
And I'm just going to say up front, this is the rabbit hole. I haven't gone so deep into something in a long time.
Really? Because I thought, what was the one that we thought was the rabbit hole 2 episodes ago? This is deeper than that rabbit hole?
Oh, this is
it wasn't the pedophile
insanity
stuff,
of
was
all
it?
The insanities.
Oh. We were just on the front porch.
Yeah, so what people say is that what the Simpsons are is this this type of programming that's called predictive programming, and it's part of a government project called Project Looking Glass.
Mm. Oh,
anybody ever heard of Project Looking
Glass? I have heard of Project Looking Glass.
Project Looking Glass is allegedly headquartered in what's called Facility S4. And Facility S4 is in Area 51.
Yeah, it's like outside near
it's Groom outside Lake. In an underground military base. So there's we've done these pods before where there's all these deep underground military bases. This is one of them, and it's called S4, and it was made famous by a guy named Bob Lazar. And Bob Lazar came forward.
Possible
charlatan.
Truth teller.
Possible.
What's charlatan? What's that?
A liar.
A liar making
a con
shit up.
Man.
But okay. Lazar claimed to conduct reverse engineering experiments that were using an alien antimatter known as Element 115, mm-hmm. which, by the way, is exactly what they're trying to do with the particle collider, is to capture antimatter.
True.
So,
well, his Element 115 that he predicted, everyone's like, well, Bob Lazar came up with Element 115 because it wasn't on the periodic table when he mentioned it. But you just keep adding numbers to that periodic table, you're going to get there.
You're going to get to 115
his,
eventually.
His version of element 115 is a stable isotope. I think it has a stable isotope, but the one that we've created at a lab only exists for mere fractions of a second.
You're right, that's right.
So
what was that?
It's just not stable. It's not like stable, disintegrates so immediately. Yeah. It just goes
away.
So as Shane mentioned, Lazar was eventually disavowed by every educational institution that he claimed to have graduated from.
Even Phoenix.
And he, yeah.
We don't want you, Bob.
And then he
but
was,
I'm a Phoenix.
And then he was arrested for prostitution. Which
himself?
No, for being.
I was like, what the fuck? What a
no,
turn.
No, he was. What's it called when you organize prostitution? Not soliciting.
Pimping?
But like, you're like the.
He was
pimping? What's the real
yeah,
real
that's
word?
Still weird.
Pimping, bro.
I think it's pimping.
Well,
it's pimping.
Trafficking.
He had a cane.
Trafficking. Yeah, so. But.
Adults.
What happened when he got arrested for prostitution, that's when people were like, actually, that makes him more credible.
Yeah, because people are trying to throw him under the bus, the prostitution bus.
Because the CIA, we've covered this before, the CIA has been using prostitution for decades to entrap people.
It's how they got MLK.
Yeah, it's like Project Midnight Climax.
That's how they got Charles Manson. He was a normal dude until they started throwing ladies of the night at him.
Yeah, and so what they do is they were luring. This is true. This is absolutely true. They were luring guys in by prostitutes into hotel rooms, and then they were feeding them drugs like LSD and stuff to do experiments on these guys.
Yeah.
And then if the guys like tried to come out, they'd be like, well, look, we're just going to arrest you for prostitution.
Sounds sick.
So it's your call.
Yeah, sounds like a good time.
Wait, the prostitutes are doing the experiments?
No, the prostitutes are the bait. The prostitutes
like,
bait these guys.
Like, hey, I found out he likes getting his dick sucked. that was the experiment.
Yeah, nailed him.
Yeah. We got it. Dude's like getting their dick sucked.
Yeah. The other thing, which is just as a side note about Lazar, because he kind of beat the prostitution ring.
How did he do that?
Well, he just got out of the charge. He got like suspended sentence or something.
So the government's like, go fuck that guy.
Yeah, discredit him at all costs because he's.
And then the government's like, well, that lady fucked that guy, and he paid for it.
And then Bob Lazar is like, actually, I don't fuck, so joke's on you.
I don't have time to fuck. I have a Trans Am with a rocket.
I've never fucked in my life.
Well, he just goes back to his normal life, and I swear to God, he starts a firework festival. And then he gets arrested for transporting fireworks over state lines.
Damn.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to have a good time.
Do you go to jail for that?
He had a trunk full of black cats.
Yeah.
They're like, we can't get him for the prostitution, but fireworks, these guys, it's like how they got.
That's where we draw the line.
Yeah.
Right?
That's how they got Capone.
What if they framed him with the fireworks?
He was just trying to have a fun 4th of July with his kid.
Yeah.
So. What Lazar claimed, though, was that in the Papoose Mountains in Nevada, there's an underground facility, a base, S4, and there have been recovered alien spacecraft and extraterrestrial beings that are working. There's like, there are aliens working in S4.
Yeah, they wear suits.
They wear suits.
Oh, hell yeah.
And, okay.
What's S4 is the
name of the facility.
Yeah, and it's like super. It's got levels upon levels.
Level. It's just
in a mountain.
So like, yeah, and
it's underground.
So there's a now since he was discredited, more information has come out that seems, and people are like, yeah, maybe that guy wasn't a charlatan. Maybe he was telling the truth because more people have come out now and spoken about S4. Specifically about one level of S4, which is called the Alice floor. And the Alice floor, when you walk into the lab on the Alice floor at what's called Project Looking Glass, there is a stuffed white rabbit holding a backwards clock above the door, like through the looking glass.
Yeah,
right?
That's weird.
And multiple people have verified that is actually
true.
Is
that a Banksy or what is that?
No. What do you mean?
Like Banksy does all types of cool sculptures.
Do they normally decorate military facilities like this? I feel like
I think in this deep underground shit, you do whatever you want. I don't think there's like a big rule
you're
about
bored again.
Like,
yeah, you just kinda
don't talk.
Yeah, they get
no
days
snitching.
Off.
They put like leaves up during the fall.
Yeah. All right, time to decorate. It's Easter. Oh, Easter on the Alice level is so fun.
Yeah. So the Alice level, Alice floor is what it's called.
Alice floor.
So,
yeah, definitely got to be right about made up facts.
So
yeah.
Another controversial figure. His name is Don something. I'll remember
Johnson.
It later. He's also come out and confirmed the Alice floor, and he even took a blueprint and photographs, and he has released those. And so that he has this level 4-2, the Alice floor, and here's what's in this freaking level. And I have a diagram that we'll put up on our
Reddit.
Where do people
get blueprints? I don't even have a blueprint to my house. Where do they just find blueprints?
Yeah, I know.
So here's the things that are on this this level. First of all, there's an Einstein-Rosen bridge on the Alice floor.
What's a Rosen bridge?
Okay, so the Einstein-Rosen bridge is Einstein and Rosen, two astrophysicists, came up with this concept that you could create a bridge in time and space that would connect through a wormhole from one place to another. And you could basically walk through the bridge, and you would be in this other
place. It's like a stargate.
You could walk back. It's like a stargate, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And
so like a portal.
A right. portal, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. And so they thought you could create this. And these guys are like, yeah, there's an actual Einstein-Rosen bridge there. And
it sounds like a Jewish guy's name, like who just got married.
Yeah.
It's
welcome
like,
to Einstein-Rosen Bridge, LLC. Yeah.
Mr. Einstein-Rosen Bridge, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
So
I'm a hyphenated married man.
Yeah. So there's this Einstein-Rosen Bridge has like there's the Alice floor level where you can go to the Alice floor, you can teleport to Pine Gap, Australia.
Whoa.
Is that a real place?
You guys know about Pine Gap, Australia?
No.
Oh my gosh,
should we do an episode
you have
on that
to
first?
Go, guys. The summers.
Oh my god,
the tickets there are cheap.
Pine Gap, Australia isn't even a conspiracy. It's a CIA NSA base. In Australia, in Pine Gap, Australia,
were they testing the effects of lighting the continent on fire and how it would affect the Australian people? Was that the
yeah? They had a giant magnifying glass.
Pine Gap is like super controversial because the CIA has a base in Pine Gap, Australia, and they have a base in the United Kingdom, and these bases use satellite technology. The most advanced surveillance equipment in the world. And essentially between those two bases, they cover all the entire globe and they can pinpoint any cell phone, any transmission that goes into space. They can pinpoint it down to the phone that it came from and the location.
I'm looking at a picture of Pine Gap Island. It looks like there's like 50 Epcot centers.
Pine Gap is insane.
It's Tomorrowland. So what's the fucking thing inside Epcot?
The way that people found out about Pine Gap was through Edward Snowden. Edward Snowden's released documents blew the lid on Pine Gap. And so what happened was, is like, in his documents, people are like, what the fuck? So they can pinpoint anybody's location anytime somebody texts, calls, email, anything. And then all of that information is shot to a drone facility in Nevada where lethal drones can get to you in a matter of seconds and take you out. And it's all in Edward Snowden's
via
documents.
Cell phone?
That's crazy.
What's that?
Via your cell phone?
Yeah.
Anything you use to transmit information eventually goes into space, and they can use this. The two base, one covers one half of the Earth, and one covers the other.
Is that how they got that Iranian general?
Yes, that's exactly how they got that Iranian general.
It's like in the center of
Australia.
Yeah,
and it's so that they cover
nothing there. Right?
There's nothing there. It's like, and it's like, I mean, just the idea that like,
what
does
a commute.
The U.S. have a massive base and what a commute.
That's gotta
suck. There's only like Australia is very like. Not a whole lot going on there, right?
Right.
No, the interior
like
of Australia,
cities,
they're all
Sydney
on the coast.
And
yeah,
Melbourne. And
they're all on the coast.
Yeah.
The interior of Australia is a giant desert, basically. And they put it there because of it just the way the hemispheres broke, they needed one kind of like in the northeastern hemisphere and one in the southwestern hemisphere
it's
to cover the
crazy.
Earth. Yeah, so the Rosen Bridge, Einstein-Rosen Bridge, one takes you there. Then there's a bridge to S4, and then there's a bridge to the Abydos Temple in the Zeta Star System.
Okay, so you're saying there's like a portal that you can like go to these places.
Yeah, you can
you
go
don't have to ride on Epstein's plane.
No, you
don't. You just go into this thing and you're like, all right, guys, I'm going to work. And you're like,
wow.
And you wind up in Pine Gap. Or if you need to, you can go and you can bridge over to the Abydos Temple in the Zeta Star System.
Well, Zeta Reticuli is where Balthazar says the aliens are from.
That's right. That's what he says, is that the aliens that are the most friendly to us are the Zeta Reticuli that have been coming to Earth for thousands and thousands of years.
That's where we got tracksuits.
Do you ever feel like they overshoot their theory by just one step of plausibility? Yeah, I bought the portal between the two spots in the United world,
and
they're
like,
and then also
to Zeta,
we go to Zeta Reticuli. I'm like, what's going on now, guys?
What do you exactly.
It does sound ridiculous when you say like a thing I've never even heard of.
Zeta Reticuli is
I've never even heard of like Pine Gap, Australia.
Right. But you know Australia.
I'm not going.
But it's like going from like, I understand bank tubes. I understand how I put a check in this tube. It goes in the building.
Right. I kind of don't get that.
Oh, you don't get that?
They're like, I'm like, why can't I put this roll of quarters in there?
Oh, you can't put quarters in the tube?
No, it'll weigh it down.
Oh,
yeah.
That makes sense.
Like, they'll try to suck it up and it'll be like,
they need
there's
a
dice 15 pounds
like
of quarters.
Or, and if the, if it unwraps, it'll just start shooting it like fucking bullets.
You murder everybody inside.
Cool,
you just open it. You open it
inside the bank.
Yeah. It's like an improvised IED.
The Zeta Reticuli, by the way, is a solar system that's not that far away that seems to have...
How far?
Too far for you to
like
walk.
Three...
Like waves?
pretty decent.
35 light years away? Is that something?
I don't know.
It's pretty,
sure
it's pretty close.
Is it closer than the sun?
No.
That's the closest star.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, listen, he doesn't... Yeah. You don't have
I'm
to...
I'm a fucking idiot.
You never heard of
it. Don't condescend. Just from Florida, okay? Don't fuck with them.
I don't get space stuff, okay? I don't get it. Like, I remember when they were like, Pluto's a planet, and then they were like, nah, it's not. It's too
not.
Small.
No.
It's
different,
like,
different system. It's far away, but it's... here's what's weird is that the...
So that's like their sun.
It's
right.
Their sun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
so they're on like an Earth...
But
that
another
goes
system.
Around
yeah,
that
Zeta,
sun.
Yeah, that's
Zeta,
right.
Zeta,
and the Reticuli, they most famously visited a couple in 1961. Real names, Betty and Barney Hill.
Yeah, one of the first UFO cases.
One of the very first UFO cases. And,
well, not first, but like one of the
And they told them where they were from and everything, and the thing that's weird about it is that astronomers didn't even know about this solar system until 8 years later. And these people are like, yeah, that's the solar system we were telling you about. And they're like, oh, yeah, you're right. You did describe that to us in tremendous detail.
Did they write for The Simpsons?
See, this is all where...
No, Family Guy.
When did those people exist? Okay, yeah.
They were first in 1961.
Where did they get visited?
Their house.
Where?
In
the Midwest?
Apparently...
Probably Arizona or Nevada. That's where they seem to
what? Aliens don't like the coast.
Yeah.
They love water, though.
Well, then they're never like making an appearance in the coast.
Well,
it's always like some hillbilly guy
LA,
that's like, you know, aliens came down and probed my
butt. Or maybe they are, but they're just not. We don't. It's just so much weird.
It's probably easier in less populated places.
Yeah. That's where all this stuff is.
You can't like try to pluck.
Oh, they're from New Hampshire.
That base thing is like
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. Betty and Barney Hill, also interracial couple, which I love. Good for them. Which was huge back then. That was great.
Yeah.
Well, what races though? What were they, black and white or?
I mean, I'm not going to judge by a picture. I'll let you.
Zeta Reticuli.
That's funny because the first thing I saw was a woman or dog, and I was like, "That really is."
I was like, "You're fucking rude, Jane." No, that's a man and his wife and a dog. Yeah.
It was like that's
both,
very
it was
progressive.
A three-way relationship.
It was crazy. Some people, I think this is one that some people think that they were just attacked by owls.
Okay,
that's
easily
owls?
Confused.
Have you seen an owl on his hind legs?
It's owls pretty... are huge, dude.
Wait.
Yeah.
They're fucking crazy.
They abducted them, though?
The owls did, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking of a different one.
I had a kid at a college.
No, we did an episode on this, on owls. Remember, they thought the Mothman was probably.
But,
the
owls told
them. I had a college
stuff.
Kid come up to me after a show and try to tell me that he thinks birds aren't real.
Oh yeah.
One of those guys?
That's a fake. Oh, that's a fake. Oh, yeah. There's an owl on its.
Oh, fucking ad blocker.
He said that birds are like all like
they're all government drones.
Like drones,
yeah. Which is insane.
Organic drones.
The only thing that makes me feel weird about the bird thing was, do you remember like maybe like 5 or more years ago, there was like a thing that happened like in the South where like a bunch of birds just like fell out of the sky.
Oh yeah,
we
never talked about that. The bird apocalypse.
Yeah,
we talked about that.
Yeah,
yeah. There's several of those going on.
That's fucking crazy. Like they were just like,
yeah.
Like
wasn't that
the
we thought that was 5G testing? Was that what it was?
Yeah, part of the fight, but it's also part of this government program based out of the Ozarks where they can like do these mass kills. Through 5G, like that's what 5G is a weapon system.
Really,
and they were testing it on like flocks of birds, fish kills. They could like just wipe things.
They
out.
Just kill you with like access to BuzzFeed articles.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. But you have to have a cell phone.
There's too much information coming.
The only way those birds were killed is because they were all on their phones at the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. They're all trying to text.
Well, so here's what else is aside from this Einstein-Rosen bridge, which is cool enough. There is what is known as the looking glass device. And the looking glass device in S4 is a donut-shaped structure that uses argon gas.
Homer loves donuts.
Homer loves donuts.
Yeah, yeah. And an electromagnetic barrels to create a gravitational pull on time. And essentially what they've been trying to do is to see what kind of effect can like really concentrated really powerful gravity have on time and space. And that's what the looking glass device does. And what they found was that the device was multifunctional. And what it can do is it can warp time, but it can also take photographs or it can collect data from the past and the future and transmit this data back into the present.
Oh.
Right? Does that make sense? Okay. So like you can kind of see what's going on in the future and you can harness that information and bring it into the present, right? And so they've been doing this for decades. And what they have compiled is what is depending on which side of the pond you live on, either called the football or the nest egg. And these are a database of information that has been gathered from Project Looking Glass, and like the people that have talked about it are like, if you can get into this, if you have clearance, it's literally like going on to Google, and you can Google not just what we have currently, but you can look at all the information that's been gathered. Although some of it is heavily redacted, it's this nest egg or this football trove of information that's been gathered from Project Looking Glass.
Aren't they called footballs on both sides of the pond?
Well, they call it nest egg in America. They call it the football because it's apparently a play on like the nuclear codes that are
the nuclear football.
Leave it to us to use the imperial system when describing
the nuclear football
caches of information. Yeah.
So, now where are we at on time on this? How are we doing?
We're 4 hours in.
It's been about 3 years. We're about 45 plus in.
Okay, we're doing good because I'm going to give you guys the crazy thing that people say, and then we'll have time.
Yeah, it's not crazy yet.
You don't think it's crazy? Everything's
pretty fucking nuts. Yeah, my mind is blown.
Okay, all right. Well, here's what this guy that I had his name. He's a nut, but he might be right on this. So they have this looking glass device that's going in and pulling all this information out. And what he claims is that in doing this, they determined that there was a time split that was rapidly approaching. And basically, there was this warring faction between two alien entities, the Orions and the J-Rods. Now, J-Rod...
J-Rods. I'm on J-Rods.
J-Rod works...
It's like the Hatfields and the McCoys, but like aliens.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So the J-Rod was a Zeta Reticular who was there in S4 doing work. And that's why they call him, because they're the friendly aliens.
Okay.
And then the Orions are this unfriendly aliens, and what they want, and this is where it gets crazy, they want to warm up the Earth.
Okay.
Destroy like 2/3 of the population.
Okay.
Good job.
And then they can inhabit it because they need the temperature to be a little bit warmer to live.
Oh, okay.
And their allies on Earth are
the lizards,
the Illuminati. They're the lizards.
How much warmer? How much warmer do they need to be? How sensitive they are? Because it's only going up like a couple degrees.
Yeah, like we go to space and it's cold. You just wear a suit.
I'm saying, like, are they trying to make it like real hot, like 10, 20, 30 degrees?
I think like dinosaur hot, right?
What's dinosaur hot?
Yeah, I don't know. I think
wasn't it warmer when the dinosaurs were here?
It was warmer and there was more oxygen.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got to kill off people, right?
Yeah.
Like if you wipe out 2/3 of the population, the Illuminati are involved because when we decimate the population, they will be able to control.
They'll be left.
They'll be the ones left, and they'll be in complete control of what remains.
Okay.
The couple billion people that remain.
Interesting.
There was something else about this that was crazy. anyway, so. Matt Groening, in episode season 6, episode 10, Matt Groening has a conspiracy hatched out, and Milhouse and all the guys are they say, okay, well, here's what we're down to. The Rand Corporation, in conjunction with the saucer people, mm-hmm. working with the reverse vampires, right.
Reverse vampires?
Yeah, reverse
vampires.
They put blood in your system.
No, they avoid the night and thrive in the day.
Wait, what now?
So they, just people.
Yeah, hold on.
Wait, say that again?
Reverse vampires have all the traits of vampire except they hate the night and love
oh,
the
they're
day.
Daywalkers.
Daywalkers.
Yeah, like Blade.
Blade. Mm-hmm. Is Blade a daywalker?
Yeah.
Yeah. Blade was the Daywalker. He was the chosen one.
Yeah, he was like the Neo of vampires.
Oh, shit. I need to watch that. Okay.
When's that getting rebooted?
I'm sure they're doing it now.
As we speak.
You know what's funny is that if you get on this rabbit hole, go down it sometime because it's they're saying that in this nest egg of information, like it's really disorganized because everything's not in context and some stuff's heavily redacted. But one of the things is there's a lot of song lyrics and sports winners and things that in the scheme of things are not really major, but to someone writing a show or just people that have access to this, movie writers, people that do, it's really interesting. So what they're saying is that like a lot of the reasons why we have these songs that keep getting remade is because they're like finding lyrics in the future and bringing them back and they're making them in the past that then become like.
Oh, it's a
feedback
loop.
When people remake a song, that's actually
the original.
Somebody got it. And
that's funny.
It in the past, well, and then it like the remake is actually the original.
But then how come?
Which is like this crazy thing. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Is that why sometimes?
But that's
why sometimes?
Right?
Holy shit!
In that fucking nuts that like God somebody damn. Heard. Somebody heard like a song that came out in 2000.
Is that why the original?
So
is
I am
better?
Right when I'm like that.
Yeah,
that
must be
the original version.
Right. So they're like Vanilla Ice was the original. Somebody got it and gave it to Queen.
Yeah, the original version's better because it's actually the one that they've worked. It's the second one.
They ripped off. It's the second one, so it's better because they improved on it.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Wait, no, isn't it the opposite?
No.
Yeah.
Because if the 2020 version's the first one, and then I go like the 2050 version is the first one, but the remake comes out in 1990.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of times people will say the 1990 one's better, the original version.
Oh, I see what you're
saying. You
see
what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's actually the second one, and that's why it's better is because it's been worked on twice. It's been improved from the first one.
Yeah, it's been improved.
Does that make sense? Yeah. I feel like it makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
It makes sense to me.
It does. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so the covers that you think are the covers are actually
the brain
original.
Of this operation, Sam. Don't you try
Oh, right, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot.
So in episode 10, season 6, they write out this triangle with the reverse vampires, the Rand Corporation, and the saucer people. And Milhouse exclaims, oh, we are through the looking glass.
And
that is like, everybody says, that's the moment where the Simpsons are basically saying, yeah, we are getting all this information from the Looking Glass Project. Like somehow Matt G., whether he's Illuminati or not, what side he's on, he is able to access this database of the nest egg, and so he's getting these.
There's a lot of Harvard like writers and alums in there.
Yeah, I'm sure Skull and Crossbones, all those.
Can we not build our own looking glass?
You mean like a donut-shaped argon gravitational projector?
Yeah,
that
can we
like,
not build our own?
What is, I don't even understand how that works.
Well, you know what? Here's what I couldn't follow the science because I'm not smart or anything. Is like
because it's probably bullshit.
What they do is that they basically can calculate where the Earth is going to be.
Oh, and then look
like starting off at some point, they figured out that like. We now
it
have
goes
the map.
In a circle around the sun.
Right. But then the sun moves.
It's going to be here next year at the same time.
But the sun we're moving through space. Like our whole galaxy is moving through space, so we're never in the same.
We're orbiting as well.
We're in the same place relative to other things in our galaxy, and we're this, like we're,
right.
But actually, like
so. Okay, so our flat Earth.
Yeah.
Is
yes.
moving around.
Yeah, yeah. It's spiraling through space. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's
I'm
crazy.
Literally getting texts from my friends now. They're like, we're at lunch and we're talking about flat Earth. Do flat earthers believe that everything in the universe is flat? I'm like, no, just Earth.
Yeah.
Just
Earth. Earth and your mom, bro. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what's flat.
Well, it's like
got by a flat earther. Well,
the way, like, a good way to look at it is like if you had like a model of the solar system and you were driving it in a car somewhere. So it's like everything is still relative.
Everything's moving.
Everything is still relative to where it is in the solar system, but the actual location of the Earth in that little like model is in a different place always.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Right.
It's like when you make the space project for your seventh grade science fair,
right.
And then you have to transport it in your mom's car to the science
That's
fair.
It.
Right.
So it's
exactly.
like it's all happening like in the little thing
right.
you're moving it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
So we're in like some alien mom's car,
right?
Yeah, yes.
On the way to like a seventh grade
and
alien
can,
science project.
If you can figure out where the Earth is going to be,
the device can tell where what route she's taking to the school, and
right.
is
well,
looking
then they,
ahead.
Can, yep.
Yeah.
And so, if you know that, what you can essentially do is, if you're like, I know the car is going to be passing by here, at this exact time in space, I can send something to basically. Pull information from it at that time, right, and pull it back into my time from their time. So it's just like it's like you're zapping into where you know the Earth's going to be, and you're pulling information.
Zip, but again,
it's not organized. You're just getting information in this unstructured way.
So it's like going in the future and like getting like an encyclopedia and like. Taking it out
yeah but it's not even as organized as an encyclopedia
but it's just like you take the whole thing out and you just open it and you're like
imagine like if like in the mail like you just went to your mailbox one day and you opened up and you looked at your mail and you had a newspaper from like 60 years in the future
and it said vote for Bloomberg.
Yeah. Or you,
Bloomberg.
Like,
Bloomberg.
It doesn't give you like
queen,
it doesn't
president.
Give you like a complete history. Like you're seeing like a daily snapshot, but you can glean a lot of information. Like you can see what movies are in the theaters. You can see what stocks are doing well. It's that kind of information, and it's all collected in this nest egg. And there's people, for some reason, the creator of The Simpsons has access to this nest egg, and he's going in. And he's...
Did they, like, turn off his access? Is that why the show sucks now?
Yeah. Well...
Yeah, I wonder.
Well, that's what happened to... What's his name? The guy that faked the moon landing.
He canceled his subscription.
Oh, Kubrick?
Yeah, Kubrick. I mean, he got killed off because he got too bold. You know Stanley Kubrick?
Yeah.
He faked the moon landing, and then he felt so guilty about it that he revealed it in Clues in the rest of his movies. And then he made Eyes Wide Shut, which basically...
It's like about the Illuminati.
It's about the Illuminati.
Really? I never saw
and
that.
And then they just fucking killed him. They was like, all right, dude, you're...
He's dead?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They.
How did he die?
Murder.
No.
Who murdered him?
The Illuminati. Well, didn't the Illuminati...
Well,
we only talk about facts.
Officially, he's...
How did he die?
I thought he just died officially.
Also, have you seen the side-by-side comparisons of Eyes Wide Shut when they filmed it and then when they released it in theaters? They placed some CGI shadows over a lot of junk.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
People's
like
penises?
The sex scenes are way worse when they filmed it.
Oh.
Really?
And then they just like made it all shadowy and put people in front of people.
He died of a heart attack
in
his sleep.
That's a good way to go.
Do you think they have like a heart attack gun thing? Is that like a real thing?
I have a hard time.
I've heard about that.
Talk about that before.
In your sleep. Yeah, that doesn't seem
like heart attack. It's like that gay bomb, like a heart attack gun.
Oh, a heart attack gun. It's like you just like it's like creates like some sort of like sound wave or pressure, and you just aim it at the person, and it just like completely just fucks up their. I mean, also the heart is like working on like electromagnetic, like pulses. You would assume that you could just probably like the way a pacemaker would work. Like, couldn't you just somehow just like fire a reverse pacemaker at someone's chest? I'm an inventor, guys.
Yeah. Unpace
But why would you die of a heart attack? Like, you usually die of a heart attack because your heart is under stress.
Maybe
right?
He's having a sex maybe. Dream.
Yeah.
He works in Hollywood, so maybe he's on a lot of coke.
Probably.
Right.
Oh, but that. Why would you fall asleep? I didn't think you could.
You
sleep.
Never fall asleep on coke. I did all the time.
No,
I have never done coke.
Really? Maybe he did a lot of it and then like
fell asleep, passed out,
like
crushed it,
like stayed up for like days.
Then
crashed out.
Yeah.
And his heart and was like,
okay,
never done.
How
coke.
Old was he when he died?
Pretty old.
Yeah.
What? No.
Well, there's also that.
Yeah. He
was 91 years old.
He was old. He was old guy.
He was 60. He was 71. Is that old?
For him,
Bernie Sanders was a lot older.
Bernie also had a heart attack. But he was
died a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah, he had a heart attack. And
Bernie was also doing coke.
He like
and,
died and came back.
Yeah.
Okay, well, look. Let me summarize this theory for you.
Is there any conspiracies that Bernie is Jesus because he died and came back?
Oh, man, that's pretty good. Yeah. I bet there is. We started here.
Yeah.
One more reason why evangelical Christians will not like him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so here is the theory. Okay. Lay it out for you guys. Okay. The Simpsons. Uncanny ability to predict the future is because they're not predicting it. They're actually harnessing it or capturing it from the nest egg of information, which is gathered by Project Looking Glass, which is housed in a underground facility in S4, which is a underground military base next to Area 51 in the Papoose Mountains, which captures information from the future. And also, by the way, Back to the Future was also written from the same database, and there's all like everything I found for the Simpsons. There's like just as many information about Back to the Future. They're like that's clearly whoever wrote it was using the same nest egg to predict.
Steven Spielberg,
yeah.
He didn't write
that was Robert Zemeckis. But here's the
Robert
thing.
Zemeckis.
Here's the thing. In Back to the Future 2, there is a device called a food rehydrator, and they put a tiny pizza in it, and it hydrates and becomes a full size pizza. Now that shit is not here yet,
right?
So how far
well,
in the
not,
future
I mean,
were
the
they?
Military has that.
It doesn't make a full-size pizza.
It doesn't, I mean, it's like, medium, like a, I mean, it's pretty.
Didn't they have a car that runs on garbage, too?
Yeah, which they have that. That is a thing that exists.
Really?
Yeah.
I think the military has a pizza hydrator.
Yeah, let's look it up.
I knew a guy that his car ran on, like, vegetable oil.
Yeah.
Did it smell like french fries all the time?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah, there's a local coffee company that runs their... an old school bus on that shit. They just drive around town and pick up the stuff. Oh, Larry's Beans.
Oh, yeah.
Is that good for the environment, or how does that work?
I think it's better.
It still is it's still making emissions, but it's just...
But it smells better.
Yeah.
But it smells like hot, fresh french fries.
Yeah, it does. I'm like, follow that van.
Yeah, I think it's still bad. Like,
suck that tailpipe.
I think it's still bad greenhouse gases-wise.
That'd be funny if you like...
not bad for the environment because you're not drilling for oil.
Yeah.
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 You try to like kill yourself in your garage by, like, running it. You just like you're like, oh, I'm so hungry.
It just made you hungry.
You like get more of a will to live to go like get McDonald's.
You just get a heart. You just have a heart attack. It just clogs your arteries instead.
Yeah.
That's how Kubrick died.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So
listen.
Air
so you guys get the. You guys get what I'm putting down.
Oh, I like
I suppose.
It.
Yeah,
this
I picked,
is crazy.
I picked it all up.
Yeah, and I think just one thing we should just mention is that we probably should dig deeper into Pine Gap, Australia.
Right, absolutely.
Dig deep in
and so if you like that idea, hit us up on our subreddit. Let us know what you like in this episode and what we should follow up on. Also, I will add in some links to this guy Dan. His name is like Dan Grouch or something. And he's the guy that is the whistleblower here that has talked all about this impending war between the Orions and the J-Rods.
What happens to those whistleblowers? Do they get got?
You just get disavowed. Like what they do is they do this concerted thing where they're just like,
why are these? Like, why would you? If I was in the Illuminati, dude, I'd shut the fuck up, dude.
Yeah,
you know,
you know your place.
Yeah. So
yeah, I mean, but plenty of people have been in, and then at some point realize that they're just like, I'm on the wrong side of history. Like, this is not good, and so they start.
Yeah, but then you become history.
Yes.
Well, yeah, you literally become history because you're dead.
Yeah, but if you can't sleep at night and you're just feeling so guilty about what you're doing,
I guess it's true.
I mean,
guilt is a serious thing.
Yeah, man, it's crazy.
That's wild.
Yeah, because I would feel like it's one of those things where it's like, is it better to know everything or to...
Ignorance is bliss, dude. Yeah. Because I've always said that. I'm like, is it better to be an asshole or a guy that knows he's an asshole?
Yeah.
Well, but you're still an asshole.
Actually, I'm always jealous of people
asshole.
That are like, like egomaniacs where I'm like, man, that guy... Like you'll see some dude in comedy and like every set they're like, you're welcome everybody.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah, and that person always thanks Sam Mazzani for starting him in comedy.
I didn't do any. I had no. Hey, man.
Yeah, there he is.
Somebody asked me how to start doing stand up. I gave basic advice, and now they're like, "Yep, I attribute this all to him." And I'm like, "Stop saying that.
Stop
people don't like
it.
You." I just told you where some open mics were. It's all.
Yeah, stop telling everybody I'm your savior.
He's
my protege.
On stage, too.
Yeah.
He's does like, he really? Yeah, that sucks.
Oh, yeah, he gives you shout-outs on stage.
I literally just I told him, I was like, yeah, you should just write stuff. I was like, yeah, you should write down your notebook, here are a couple of mics, and you really should just get up there and try it. That's the only way to start. And now he's like, Sam fucking got me here. And I'm like, that's not.
taught a stand-up class at a club, and a woman did that on stage.
That
she told a joke, and it bombed. And she goes, I got to thank Shane. I did that in the class, and Shane was like, that's great. And I was like, I was being a supportive teacher. Yeah. I didn't think
so
you'd
funny.
Do the bit.
That wasn't. Yeah. I didn't
and also, that was 10 years ago. Like, don't give me credit for that.
Maybe work the bit out a little bit 10 years ago.
I was like,
yeah,
it's a good premise.
Yeah, and also, if it bombed now, you've been doing it for 10 years, why are you
why
doing
are you still
it?
Doing it? Yeah, sucked. I was like, don't.
I also,
don't give me that.
I also have to be, I can't be also responsible for other people bombing. Like, or not be, it's already hard enough to be like on top of my own jokes that suck. I can't be like,
I
inspired someone to do stand up.
Yeah.
Which I didn't even inspire.
Yeah, it's also a lot of the comedy is in delivery.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's like, I told you a bomb ass joke, but you go up and eat shit with it.
You said it wrong.
You said it wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
You said it, you get fucked it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Happens all the time.
Yep.
Dan Burrish is his name, by the
way. Dan Burrish. Good work. We found it.
I will link to Dan Burrish.
Okay.
I will link to him on our
cool. And hopefully our website will be launching next week. Hopefully.
Oh, hell yeah.
We'll be posting articles.
Articles, links
blogs,
whatever.
Blogs.
Yeah.
Wow. Our merch store will be up. We got some great stuff that we're going to be putting out.
Do you guys release videos on just YouTube, or do you do like Vimeo too?
Just YouTube. Vimeo's... Vimeo is.
I feel like if you're a conspiracy theorist, you got to put it out on like the weird stuff.
Right.
Yeah, I've been putting on CDs and leaving it in rental cars.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I found an
what
awesome
CD. Those things
CD
called
that
the geocaches?
Yeah, put them in
geocaches.
Yeah, you should put them in there and stuff. That's kind of cool.
We put
some merch in there.
We
like have a geocache with like
a
secret app.
You know how tiny that merch would be? Like
secret app, and then or like just instructions on how to find like a shirt
that's good.
Or a koozie
or
something.
That'd be fun.
We very smartly got
like
into the conspiracy market just as every major platform decided to make that not visible.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
It was a good, podcast idea. We're like, what if it was a podcast that you can't find organically?
Well, that makes it more legit.
It does,
right? Yeah,
because our fans are great. Our fans rank us.
Oh, we speak
only
make,
5 stars.
You guys
on
know
iTunes.
What you should do? You should make a secret fake podcast that promotes this one, which is the real one.
I like
right.
So it's
that's
like you have like. You have like a secret front podcast that's like pop culture shit,
right?
And then you're like the whole time you're like winking about like.
Well, the smart
really guys.
Yeah.
Well, if we were really smart,
it's a podcast.
Instead of being about pop culture, it would be about sex and guys that we have sex with, and then that would be very popular. Yeah. And they'd be like, "We talk about this more on Conspiracy Beer Me if you want to know good blowjob tips."
Dudes, we fuck.
speaking of people we have sex with, I will tease this. We're looking for sponsorship, and we have some interesting offers out there, including
this thing,
a cameo appearance in a porn a cult classic film.
You can't call that before it's made.
Wait, hold on. I didn't read all that in the wait, that
you don't read the text stream.
He was part of the market. What,
part of the sponsorship offer
was that we would be
writing
in
a film that's been sold. He's just got a, and he wants to have us do a live broadcast like in the film.
But it's a porn.
No, it's
a porn.
Okay, yeah.
So we would be like, it would just be us like podcasting, and then they'd be like, and it would just cut to a room where people were fucking.
I think we're gonna be in a scene in the movie. In the movie. I don't think we're gonna actually be doing the porn.
Well, obviously not.
I'm on the fence on this.
We should. I'm 100% in. I didn't realize that was what it was. That's hilarious.
Yeah. I'm
down
about
for being an underground porn pod too.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, that's hilarious.
Like, are they gonna have like Illuminati tats on their bodies?
It's not a bad plot. I don't want to give it away because
it's hilarious. It's a great plot.
Okay, make another like. Tell this person that wants to make their porn like sponsored. They both have to get the pyramid with the eye tattoos on their bodies.
Yeah, which is basically our logo.
We will pay any cam girl porn star to get the Conspiracy Beer Me logo tattooed.
Justin
under.
Will pay them.
Nice.
I mean, that's the best advertising money can buy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's our audience.
I like that.
Well, not our audience.
Just like that's our audience. I was like, I think we have two followers that are in that industry.
Yeah, but they're the ones that engage with us the most. Our highest engagement are from people that are in sex work, which did not realize the overlap in people that were into conspiracies and then also into sex work. But hey, you know, 2020.
I engage in sex work constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get paid for it.
I guess we should have final thoughts on this.
So, Jeff, we close out the show with final thoughts. I'll give you my final thought. I think that Matt G is somehow accessing the nest egg, which is being a collection of futuristic data points harnessed by the Project Looking Glass in S4. I do think this is legit. Okay.
So my question is, though, what's the point? Like, he makes a show where he shows us stuff from the future, all that stuff. Why would you do that?
Because he's either on the side of the J-Rods or the Orions. This is connected to this impending war that will ultimately either destroy two-thirds of humanity or not.
I've got a quick question about that term J-Rod.
That's what's going on.
The term J-Rod feels like it might be a slur for a group of aliens. It feels like...
that's the name of...
J-Rod sounds like he plays shortstop for the Yankees.
It does.
You know?
Yeah, he's...
I think I'm Team J-Rod.
According
dude.
To the testimony of Dan Burrish, J-Rod was an alien... working in S4 with him.
That's a guy.
Do they have like? Do these aliens have like people bodies or what?
Yeah,
yeah. No, I don't know.
I mean, some of them are shapeshifters. Some of them are
He's like Shang Tsung from Mortal Kombat.
Oh yeah.
Was he named J-Rod in like the same way that like when like if you immigrate to America or when, like, you used to immigrate to America and they'd be like you'd give him like a very ethnic sounding name and then they'd be like your name's Adam Smith and like did we just name him like did we just give him like a black guy's name? Is that what?
Yeah, probably.
They're like my name is Clip Clorp. Well, you're like we're gonna call you J-Rod.
Yeah, you cool with J-Rod?
This is what Dan Burrish said. The entity known as J-Rod was 3.5 feet tall, large, dark, wrap around eyes, four-digit hands and feet, and elongated arms. The name was derived when linguists asked the entity what his name was. He pointed to the letter J on a keyboard, which is the 10th letter of the alphabet, and the key, which when investigated, was the number 5 in Egyptian Mayan hieroglyphs.
Was he wearing pants?
No, I think he's big old.
That's always
alien
the weird thing about aliens, why they don't wear clothes ever. Why are aliens?
They do. Well, they don't. They're not imbued with the same shame, right? That we have.
Well, or maybe they got like their global warming. They perfected it, so they don't even need clothes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
Or they just got
grays. Do not wear clothes, but a lot of aliens, like Valiant Thor, for example, he was part of the U.S. government. He wore suits. One of the first alien sightings.
They mimic our appearance.
Okay.
Yeah, some of them do.
There's a guy driving down the road. I can't remember the name of the case, but like a UFO stopped. A guy got out in like a suit and was like, "How's it going?" Just like talked to him normal. Then he just got back in the ship and left. He had clothes on. He had a silver space suit.
Yeah.
Pretty sick suit.
Wait, the silver like space suit or like I'm doing the Tonight Show suit?
Yeah, exactly. It was like a he had a tie. No, I think it was like a space suit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But again, it could just for him be like relaxation, FUBU.
It's out, like his like a velour tracksuit that you wear around the house.
Yeah. Was he an alien? No, he's just Italian.
He was Netflix and chilling. Yeah. He was an Italian guy. Yeah. He had a Wawa sub and he was
weird communicator around his neck. Was it a gold medallion? That's what it was.
So. His mom was on the plane too, making chili for everybody.
He said stay in the boot.
Yeah.
Well. What other final thoughts? Anybody else want to go?
I'll go. I think it's legit. I think we've talked about Project Looking Glass and other things enough to know that everything that we talk about is real, true. Don't try to fight us. I think that you can't win against the Zeta Reticulis. You can't win against the Orion's Belt aliens because literally we're on a zoo planet. And they can control it. They're stealing our Lush energy, if you heard the last episode.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I think it's legit. And I want to get in the bank tube to the stars.
All right.
Yeah.
That's my final thought, Sam.
Should I go and let Jeff go last?
Yeah, we'll let Jeff.
Damn. Didn't really think much about this one, to be honest.
You thought it was bullshit?
I don't know. I mean, like, I think the Simpsons thing seems like a stretch, but like once, like the back half of it seems interesting. The Simpsons stuff, most of the Simpsons stuff we suggest feels like it could be just a good guess.
But
except that formula.
Formulas. Too good.
The formula's crazy.
The formula's pretty nuts. The formula's pretty nuts.
Yes.
You can't just...
Yeah, you're right. Something's going on there.
Yeah, you don't just whoops a formula.
Because it's like, if I was an animator, I would think I'm not a great math guy.
Yeah.
So like, just to put a fake math equation on a board, it would just be like a jumble of letters and whatever.
It wouldn't even make any sense.
Fake math equations as a kid, but they would always say something. The letters in the equation would say something.
Yeah.
Boobs.
It would be fun, like stupid. I would expect to do that as an animation.
That'd be funny if that's like... You saw the equation. It's boobs, actually.
Yeah, it's boobs.
Yeah. It is boobs.
It would be like, do you remember, like, there's this hack scene that happens in movies where, like, someone's in a foreign country, like, usually Asia, and they don't know the language, and they just start making up Chinese words, and they're just like, Wong, Ching, Chong, and they're like, and all of a sudden they just, and that would be the equivalent of just
like
putting some symbols on
like
there.
Yeah, like
it'd
be impossible for that.
It's like impossible. It's like in the movie Old School where Will Ferrell blacks out and wins the debate while he's blacked out.
That is not possible. Like, right? You're not going to just get lucky and guess the...
No.
The
blacked out, what happened? Won the debate, dude.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
All right. So, Sam, you are you're thinking...
I don't know. I'm a little skeptical, man. But always, it's the job.
That's part of the job.
It's part of the job, baby.
All the time.
We need at least one straight man on this gay podcast.
I want to talk about.
What do you want to know more?
I want to know more about that. The Epcot.
Okay. Well, we're gonna.
Was crazy, dude.
Yeah, we'll dive into that because that is not a conspiracy. That is what
like
your life.
Yeah. There's like Australians out there that's like they see our Roswell. They're like, that's not Area 51.
This is Area 51.
We'll do it.
You call that a military base? This is a military base.
Wait.
What if it is Epcot and they're just walking around from country to country getting drunk all day?
Isn't there
like
a bunch of like Disney like conspiracy?
We talked about Frozen is called Frozen so that Disney's Google searches push down when people would search for Walt Disney's frozen head.
Whoa!
He cyber. What is that called?
SEO. He cryogenically froze.
I think that's why my boomer parents think that if you put any food in the freezer, it'll sustain forever.
No.
Yeah.
Like I go home and visit my parents. I'm like, all of this is expired. And they're like, how can it be? It's in the freezer. I'm like, it's over.
This is done.
Throw it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. This meat is orange. It's like not. I didn't even know it could do that.
Yeah, it's gross.
Well, that's what Walt Disney did with the hopes that by the time his brain went bad.
I heard about that when I was like a kid.
So to get rid of everybody searching for that, they made the movie Frozen.
Because if you search Disney Frozen,
Walt Disney Frozen, you just get it just buried.
Do you think they did that with all their movies? Like Beauty and the Beast, they're like somebody fucked a animal.
Fucking
make a Beauty and the Beast movie.
Like we gotta hide this.
God, dude, keep making these goddamn movies.
Snow White, they're like, you gotta make this white bitch.
It's like
all these dwarves.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Sam's on the fence. Jeff, you got a final
take
thought.
Us home.
Yeah, I think it's super fascinating. I feel like I'm pretty easily convinced of stuff, which is why I try to avoid some of these. I'm in, baby. Let's go.
I'm all in.
Absolutely. The Jews are lizards. Let's get them.
Yeah, it's easy for me to kind of like, wow, that's crazy. I mean, and there's a lot of like things connecting it and, mm-hmm. All that. And also, I don't want to do research. So when someone else does it, I'm like, yeah, you did all that.
Yeah, thanks,
so,
Justin.
Yeah. But
I'm convinced.
Yeah, I think a lot of it's like super fascinating. And I don't know, the time travel thing's insane. Like, blows my mind.
Yeah,
completely.
The Project Looking Glass.
The only thing that, like, with conspiracy stuff that makes it, like, that I try to wrap my head around is, like, a lot of why. Like, would they, why do they want us to know anything? Yeah, like, what's the point? Like, because then it's like, because every time, like, they try to silence conspiracy stuff and all that. So,
Because you can make good TV without predicting the future.
Yeah.
Can you make 670 plus episodes of the most watched animated series?
Have you
of all
seen
time?
Cops, dude? Like, just make
Cops. Yeah, you can figure
yeah,
it
that
out.
Just plays the past.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
Cops or Maury Povich, dude? Like, just infinite. Judy? Like, yeah.
There's infinite television.
I don't know who impregnated me. Yeah. Shows, but it is super cool, and all those like the wormhole stuff, and then the different universes shit that like. Completely blows my mind.
I love that like all the remakes are actually the originals.
The originals,
that's cool.
As far as the remakes. That's
I mean, I don't. There's no way I want to believe that Lady Ghostbusters came first. Like that's the original. Fuck.
That's why.
Yeah, we should remake this with men.
So much better if it was.
Oh, that is really funny that they watched
all this girl bullshit.
That actually does make sense. Because they watched the late Ghostbusters and they were like, this would be better if it was guys. And then they went back and they made
I also think it's just called Ghostbusters.
Like, I want to take that Lady Ghostbusters.
I call it Lady Ghostbusters because that's what it was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was. They called it Ghostbusters, but we all know what it is.
That's such a great... Imagine Lady Ghostbusters with Bill Murray.
Yeah. Like, that movie sounds great.
Ocean's 11 with more stars and a better
Rick
firepower.
Moranis, Dan Aykroyd.
Why should we use guys? Well, their brains are bigger.
Oh, it makes sense. It really does explain why remakes are bad. Because it's like the first whack at an idea. They're like,
that's a terrible bit.
That's crazy to think that all the remakes are the first.
Yeah,
that's why.
Well, it's like a reverse of what it actually is.
Yeah.
It makes that movie Yesterday, which if you've seen Yesterday, if you believe this theory, it makes that movie Yesterday really, really fascinating. Because Yesterday is
a Beatles
movie
about the Indian guy?
Yeah, it's like a parallel dimension where this guy lives in a universe where there's no Beatles. He starts singing their songs, and he gets famous, and he kind of feels guilty. And then you're like, oh, yeah, the Beatles actually got that movie. And they just made all those songs. And they're like, and then you're like, I'm in the. That's where I was last night. I couldn't sleep.
It's wild.
Like, fuck.
That is wild. Yeah. That's fun.
Like, all this stuff kind of reminds me of the. Do you guys play video games at all?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
Yeah, I watch my son play. Okay.
There's a game series called BioShock.
Yes.
Great game. Yeah.
Dude,
Rapture.
It's so sick. And it kind of covers like the like wormhole, like stuff.
I love this.
You should. If you're not into video games or your kid watches video or plays video games or whatever, you should get him the BioShock trilogy and just watch him play through it.
Right.
It's fucking sick.
I'm learning to play.
So there's three BioShocks, BioShock 1, 2, and Infinite. after BioShock Infinite,
they jumped
three, and they're like, no, we're going, we're turning this three.
Well,
because
like BioShock
level.
Two
One,
was like
two,
because BioShock Two was like made by another studio, and then BioShock Infinite.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So the guy that made the original guy that made BioShock, I think his name's Ken Levine.
Yeah.
He made the first one, and it was sick.
Yeah.
And then they want him to do it again, and like where it took place was like this underwater world called Rapture.
Yeah.
Oh, but he was like, I'm done with this shit. I don't want to do Rapture anymore. And then like the developer or the company was like, you got to do it underwater again. He was like, yeah, fuck that. I'm not doing it. Mm-hmm. So they hired somebody else to do the second one. And the second one's like, okay.
Yeah.
But the third one and the first one are the same guy. Ken Levine did the third one, and the third one is fucking
That's
sick.
The third one's really
and
cool.
They tie each other like great together.
Yeah.
So you really could only play the first and third one if you wanted to, I think.
Yeah.
And
the second
after the third one.
Yeah, the second one you can kind of skip.
Yeah.
You play it one person. Or one
yeah, it's a one player game. Yeah. And then the story is like sick.
It's very
and
cool.
Then afterwards, after I played the second one, I played all the DLC. I like bought all the DLC. I went crazy. I bought all the DLC. I played through all of it. The DLC like the DLC was great. It like tied everything together.
Yeah.
And then after the DLC, like I finished the game and I went down a YouTube rabbit hole like watching video. Like I watched a 2-hour video on YouTube explaining
the
plot.
The fucking craziness of
of
that game. And it was like so entertaining.
It's really cool.
That's crazy.
And I think if I'm right, it was recently a free game on PlayStation Plus. If you have like the PlayStation, it
sounds perfect for my new
probably download it for free right now.
Twitch channel. I gotta.
Yeah, you should do that,
dude. Yeah, that'd it's be awesome. So sick. You would love it if you're into the conspiracy stuff. It's fucking great.
This is what my son and I have been looking for.
It's a gorgeous game,
dude.
Too.
Yeah, it's so fun. I would watch somebody play it for sure. And if that, you know, you said you'd do that with your kids, so that's great. Yeah. You know?
Well, I think.
Is there anything you want to plug, Jeff, besides BioShock?
Yeah. You want
to
plug?
BioShock's sick. I have nothing to do with it, but, you know, that's cool. I also have a podcast called The Grounded Podcast.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's on this koozie here. And then my social media handle, Jeff Zinasek. It's right there, too. So I just want people to follow my Instagram because. I'm going to be plugging all my like content of like stuff I'm making and then where I'm going to be on my Instagram. So if you follow me there, you'll most likely see what's going on with me.
Hell yeah.
And Jeff has a lot of great jokes about being tall and he makes jokes about 5'6" people.
Yep.
And that's my height. So if you just imagine me anytime Jeff makes those jokes, it'll be a fun time.
Yeah, it sucks that you're that short. I'm 5'7". It's pretty tight.
Yes. Yeah.
I suck down there, dude.
I gave up height and places for length and others. So
I did not do that. I did not know that was an option.
There's a box.
Wait, if I take an inch off the top, I can add an inch down there. That's...
I actually have a pussy.
Oh,
because I wanted so much height that they're like, it has to go in.
It has to go in. Yeah. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Dude.
As long as you enjoy it.
You can find us on social media.
Well, you already found us.
And soon to be conspiracybeerme.com.
Right. Feel free to throw us a review. 5 stars only.
Yeah, please tell. We'll address that one next week.
Some good points in there, but we'll address it next week.
All right. And we'll. And that's been our show.
Hell yeah.
This is Conspiracy Beer Me. I'm Justin Scranton.
I'm Shane Smith.
I'm Sam Azani. Peace.
I'm Jeff Zinasek.
I was wondering if you were going to do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Peace.